Welcome back to the Cost Segregation Authority series for My Cost Segregation. Today we are covering the Routine Maintenance Safe Harbor. The regulation is TRAES, Reg. 1.263A-3I, issued in 2013. This safe harbor answers a practical question that comes up all the time for building owners. If you replace worn parts on a regular schedule, does that count as a capital improvement or a deductible repair? The Routine Maintenance Safe Harbor gives a clear answer. If the activity is something you expect to do more than once during the useful life of the unit or property, it is routine maintenance. You deduct it. You do not have to capitalize it and spread the cost over years. For buildings, the regulation adds a specific time test. To qualify as routine maintenance for a building component, the activity must be expected to recur more than once in any 10-year period. Why 10 years? Because a building is a long-lived asset. The IRS sets a longer time window for buildings than for other types of property. So if you replace a part of your HVAC system and you expect to do that again within 10 years as part of normal upkeep, it is likely routine maintenance. Deduct it now. But if the replacement is a one-time overhaul that you do not expect to repeat for decades, it falls outside the safe harbor and requires the full betterment, restoration, and adaptation analysis. Here are some practical examples. Replacing air filters on your HVAC system is clearly routine. You do it regularly. Deductible. Replacing a compressor in an HVAC unit that you expect to need to replace again within 10 years as part of normal maintenance can qualify. Replacing the entire HVAC system with new equipment of a different type, where the new system is expected to last 30 or more years before the same work is needed again, is a different story. That may be a capital improvement. The facts matter. The question is always, do you reasonably expect this same work to recur more than once in any 10-year window? Now here is where cost segregation fits in. A cost seg study does not directly change how the routine maintenance safe harbor applies. The safe harbor is about expected recurrence, not component classification. But the study affects the broader picture. It documents the components that exist in the building and their original costs. When a component is later replaced, that record helps you analyze whether the replacement is a major component, which is the capitalization threshold under the restoration test. If it is not a major component and it recurs within 10 years, the safe harbor may let you deduct it outright. So the study sets the baseline. The safe harbor gives you the deduction path for recurring work. Together, they help you move more costs to current deductions and keep fewer dollars locked in long-term capital accounts. That is the routine maintenance safe harbor. A practical rule that keeps normal upkeep deductible without forcing a full analysis every time you replace a worn part. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. Your report's authority library covers the full set of regulations that govern how your building costs are treated.